welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for His goodness. I praise God for His miracles. I praise God that I believe we're at the beginning of an outpouring of the Spirit of God that we have never experienced before. The prophet Joel said in the last days he would pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. That is an amazing expression, because God, who alone knows the timetable for the return of Jesus, is going to prepare people for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, where they will have an opportunity to accept the Lord or, to their eternal regret, turn Him away. But God will give mankind that opportunity. And it's the Spirit of God that draws us. That's how you came to come to the Lord. Even if you were a young child, it was the Holy Spirit who drew you. And so God, in these days in which we are living, He said in His Word that the saints of God will know the mysteries of His kingdom. And He is doing that. There is a remnant of believers who are turned on, who are on fire, who love God with all of their hearts. They are filled with the Spirit. And as the Word tells us, that the Holy Spirit will show us things to come. That's why prophecy, that's what prophecy does, along with other gifts like the gift of wisdom. Sometimes they're interspersed. God is going to give you the discernment, the ability. They're all wonderful expressions of the wisdom and magnificence and authority and completeness of the Holy Spirit. Remember the Holy Spirit, it was He that moved upon the waters in Genesis 1, right? And so we're going to understand the mystery of godliness. The Word tells us that we will. And unfortunately, there are many places today that are filled with man-made creeds and dogmas and ideologies of a watered-down gospel, things that do's and don't do's. And, if we have the fruit of the Spirit, think about this. What are the fruit? And again, my Bible is King James, and I prefer to use the King James. It's love and joy and peace and long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And what comes next? Against such, there is no law. We have then entered into that perfect law of liberty. Certainly not the liberty to sin, but the liberty to experience the joy and the peace and the freedom that there is in Jesus. Praise God. So many people are, they well-meaning people, or they're hungry. They gather around these tables where the gospel's watered down, they find it filled with unseasoned, distasteful, half-baked, half-cooked, carnal food, if you will, of intellectual social commentaries, rather than the Word of God that has inherent power in it that shall never pass away. Jesus said, heaven and earth are going to pass away, but my Word will never pass away. And of course, when he was saying about that, Peter was talking about the heavens melting with fervent heat. We will have, at the end of the millennial period, a new heaven and a new earth. So Jesus is calling every sinner to come and be saved. And if you're not saved, Jesus is calling to you today. You may not understand it, but what success, what happiness have you had on doing it in your way? Why don't you give the Lord a try? You just simply have to open your heart to Jesus and say, Jesus, there's a lot I don't understand, but I'm desperate. I need to know if you're real. I need to know if you really are the only way, truth, and life. And if you are willing to do that and turn from your past and say, Lord, I want a new life, He will do that. Jesus will come into your heart. And of course, to the children of God, He has spread a table in the wilderness. Now, that we used to sing that song years ago, a chorus, speaking to the children of Israel. You know, they questioned, can God set a table in the wilderness? Well, yes, He absolutely can. He did. And He can do that today for the people of God. And this, the table He set, is filled with life-giving food of spiritual truth and understanding. And He set His table with that living bread and filled each golden goblet with living water. People of God, a new day is dawning. Can't you just sense it? Can you feel it? It's not going to be the same as it was yesterday. The Lord isn't wanting us to build on, you know, the ash heap of yesterday's defeats and sorrows. He makes all things new, not just when we're saved, but every day can be a new start, a new beginning, a new experience in God. He's asking, He's pleading, He's calling the children of God to come out, to come forth, to come into that place of power and authority that Jesus gave His disciples. God wants to swallow up, beloved, that spirit of hopelessness that's been plaguing some of you. He wants to fill you anew and afresh with a spirit of power and hope. He wants to impart such a message of faith in your heart that no devil, no evil spirit, no situation or circumstances can get you down. Jesus suffered and died. He poured out His life's blood for us. That's what we celebrate on the Passover, if you will, Good Friday. Jesus went to the cross. He suffered and died. He preached the good news to those that were in captivity, went down to the center of the earth. He led captivity captive. He appeared to His disciples, was seen of 40 days. Then He ascended to heaven, and He gave the power that He gave to His disciples to us. We are His disciples. Why would He stop? It doesn't make sense, as some people seem to believe. No, God has not changed. And so He wants you to know that when Jesus died, He nailed your curse to the tree. He nailed your weaknesses to the tree. He nailed your sicknesses to the cross. By His stripes, we were healed. His whole passion, from the time He was seized as a prisoner until His last breath, when He said, "It is finished," the sickness and death, maybe not physical death, I mean, if we're alive and remain when Jesus comes back, we won't even experience death. But death is just the highway, the opening to eternal life with the Lord. He nailed your sins to the cross at Calvary. He nailed your defeats to the tree. Beloved, He can make losers and those who have been failures. What? Doesn't that say, you know, He takes the weak things of the world, right, to confound the mighty, the things that are foolish to confound the wise. He's you know, not many wise after this, you know, the world's generation are called, but the foolish things. God loves people. And He is not impressed with our intellect, our gifts, our talents. You know what? Everything we have is from Him, not just our physical material necessities that we need for daily life, but all of our gifts. Everything that we have is due to the Lord's goodness. And we are limited in this natural realm and the world we live in, but God is not limited. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Even the youth shall faint and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And beloved, through Jesus Christ, we are to lay hold of the promises of God, where we too will not be limited. If we are limited in our thinking, we're limited in our actions. Isn't that true? That's why the devil does all he can to bombard your mind with every kind of negative thought. And when you entertain those thoughts that Satan brings against you, you can rest assured you will not be victorious as long as you do so. But if you refuse to accept them and meditate on the word, well, and the promises of God, you'll find that you're not robbed of your joy, nor will you be floundering around in a pool of quicksand. Hallelujah. I just want to pray for, Lord, you see those who have been just, they've gone through so many trials. They're weary, they're tired. Lord, they're at the end of themselves. But I thank you, Lord, when we're at the end of ourselves, you are there to lift us up. As David said, you brought us up out of a horrible pit and set our feet upon a rock and established our goings. You put a new song in our mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Lord, that means what you're doing in our lives is going to cause such a testimony that to everyone who will listen, Lord, of what God has done for us. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, even at this moment, as you open your heart to me, behold, I will pour physical strength into you. I will take away the weariness, the mental weariness that you have been oppressed with. I will remove the spirit of heaviness, and I will give you the ability, beauty for ashes. I will give you joy for morning, and you shall be able to praise me. For in praising, the anointing comes. For in praising me, the presence of the Lord comes. In my presence, there is fullness of joy. At my right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So, beloved, receive. Yes, I know and how much you desire to give to me, to give to others. I have given you my heart of compassion, but there is a time when you must receive, and now you must receive from me that you will be able to give. Receive, even at this moment, says your God, and know that I love you in the everlasting bonds of my love, says your God. Oh, my goodness sakes. Oh, I think we all needed that. How precious it is when the Spirit of God moves to speak to our hearts and to comfort and to encourage us. That's the purpose of the gifts of the Spirit, but he wants us to have the fruit of the Spirit so that we might effectively and in truth and sincerely operate in those gifts. Amen. Let's not get the cart before the horse. I love you, dear ones. I invite you to write whatever prayer needs you have. God cares about you. I care about you. Share those needs. And if you should email, I invite you to share your mailing address so that I can personally respond by means of a letter. However, I will confirm receipt and will pray. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.